Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Right now, we are joined by one of our favorite people in the entirety of Pittsburgh media. He is Steelers beat writer from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette, Ray Fittipaldo, and he is brought to you by the Western PA injury attorneys, Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team. Ray Fittipaldo, how you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing good, guys. How are you?
Morning, Ray.
Mackie, you won the rock, paper, scissors match that we had during our most recent segment. So you can go ahead and you can ask Ray the first question.
All right. We were talking about Caleb Johnson, Ray, and we actually had a rock, paper, scissors match to see who would get to ask you this question. But so where do they go from here on kickoffs? Who returns kicks in his stead?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's going to be Kenneth Gainwell and Jaylen Warren. You know, I think you guys noticed that the opposing teams, the Jets, and then the Seahawks were kicking at Johnson and forcing him to return. I think with Gainwell and Warren, you have two viable options. So therefore, the kick return team should be better. I think the bigger question, Jason, is he's a third round pick. You don't want to totally like flush his rookie season down the toilet because of one mistake. And, you know, I said this yesterday. I think there's a role for him on the offense when he recovers from this. They need a guy who can run near the goal line. They can't do that with Jaylen Warren and Kenneth Gainwell. So maybe, you know, once he gets over this, he can, you know, be a hammer, you know, down near the goal line for them. But, yeah, right for right now, he's a guy who's got to sit the bench for a little bit before he gets back on the field.
Ray, you say they wouldn't want to flush a third-round pick's rookie season down the tubes. That's exactly what they did with Roman Wilson last year, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Roman had an injury, and I know he was over that injury probably by November, December. They didn't bring him back because
moving train, things of that nature.
Yeah, they felt like they had better options at that point. So, you know, we'll see where it goes from here. But, yeah, I think at some point you got to give Caleb Johnson a chance to get back and make an impact. But I don't think it's going to be anytime soon.
I actually like that idea, Ray. I didn't think of that down by the goal line. You mentioned on our podcast yesterday about using him in a short yardage capacity, but yeah, I mean, the more I think about that, the more it's going to force him to run straight ahead. Don't think meet, just throw. That's kind of where I'm at with it. I want to see him run more aggressively. Maybe that doesn't. I guess it makes me a little bit worried that he's young and in such a key situation, but give him reps at some point, man. Do you think he gets a hat on Sunday?
Well, they do have a lot of injuries, Jason, so just he might get a hat just because they have so many other guys down. But yeah. if they were healthier, I don't think he would get a hat. And the reason I bring that up about goal-to-go situations, the offensive line just isn't moving people right now. And sometimes you need a bigger back to move the pile, to get a yard, to get into the end zone. So that's why I think he might be effective in that role.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. Who do you think returns kicks, Ray?
Yeah, I mean,
just
I think it's going to be
Gainwell and Warren.
Yeah, Gainwell
and
Warren.
Paying attention?
I was looking at a sponsor, Ray. That's my bad. Thank God Jason's here. I mean, if I was just doing the show today, I'd be asking you the same questions on repeat over and over and over again.
Hey, Ray, who do you think's going to return kicks?
Yeah, Ray.
He was so mad he didn't get to ask.
What do you think about Gainwell and Warren returning kicks, Raymond?
Let's just put Najee Davenport back there and let's call it a day.
Ray, there's a ton of big issues with this team, and we'll get into the defense, but I have been kind of shocked at the lack of usage for Jonnu Smith. I know he had quote unquote five catches in game one, but it went for 15 yards. When will we see these tight ends utilized the way that we kind of all thought the tight ends would be utilized?
Well, I mean, you do have a point, but I will point out that Freiermuth, he dropped Aaron Rodgers probably doesn't have five better passes in his career. And, Pat just dropped that ball. So if he catches that ball, we're probably not talking about tight end production. But, when you want to talk about Jonnu Smith, I don't think he's going to be a guy who's used down the field a lot. I think the way they're using him now, catch and run near the line of scrimmage, that's probably where you're going to see him most. I think Freiermuth is your guy who's going to get down the field, stretch the defense, hit him up the hashes. But, I think Jonnu Smith is probably going to have to make do with what he's getting near the line of scrimmage.
Ray, I was thinking about this after we talked on our podcast yesterday, and I know this is one of those where it's probably all of the above, but we're in talking specifically about their defense, the issues, are they more communication-based, scheme-based, or personnel-based? Like, if you had to pick one of those buckets, which one would it be?
And I can't.
I know, it's all
three,
of the
right?
above. I know.
Let's talk about the communication, because to me that's a coaching issue. It goes back to late last season. They weren't getting lined up right. It looked bad against Kansas City. It looked bad against the Ravens in the playoff game. When you can't get lined up right, I don't care who's out there for you. And they have some major issues at nose tackle. They got major issues at inside linebacker, I think. But if you can't get lined up right, none of those guys are going to have a chance. So to me, we asked Mike Tomlin this last year. I think it was in December, probably around the Kansas City game. Do you dumb it down? Do you just get simpler and don't, so communication isn't an issue? Maybe you got to play more vanilla, but at least you're getting lined up right. And Mike's answer, basically, and I'm paraphrasing here, was, no, we're not going to play vanilla. These guys have to get the communication down so we can be an effective defense. So we're probably at that same point. I know these guys didn't play together a lot during the preseason, but they better play catch-up soon, because New England's coming off a win. It's on the road, and if you get to 1-2 – with the back half of the schedule the way it is, it's going to be an uphill climb for the Steelers to make the playoffs.
You are correct about that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. I was listening to your guys' podcast from Tuesday, and you talked about communication, you talked about personnel, you talked about schematics on defense. Which bucket do you think has been the one that they've struggled in the most, Ray?
Come on. I thought you were serious for a second. I was like, oh, you listened to our podcast. That's awesome.
I actually did listen to the podcast. I was just making fun of myself there. Ray, do you think Tomlin erred in not playing these guys on defense more in the preseason? I can't believe that you've got all these veterans and you're 2 weeks into this thing. And you had some of those veterans come out after week one and say, oh, we're going to fix it. We're going to fix it in record time. And now all it is, oh, we couldn't communicate. Okay, then why didn't you play more in the preseason then?
Yeah, I mean, like the point that the Steelers would probably bring up is, we played Derek Harmon. Look what happened to Derek Harmon. So that's always the catch-22, right? You want to get your guys out there, get them acclimated to what's going on, but injuries are always a concern. So to me, yeah, they probably should have played more, but I think a lot of it is just coaching too. Like the Jets and the Seahawks scored on the exact same play. Deep crossers down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
To me, you got to be able to clean that up from week to week. And I don't care what the communication is in the back end. I don't care. Like Mike was talking yesterday about, you know, four new guys were back there on Sunday after all the injuries. Like, I mean, I get it to a certain extent, but these guys are pros. A lot of these guys have been around for a long time. So to me, they just got to find a way to clean that up. And like I said, clean it up quick.
Ray, another question, sort of like picking a bucket, but some injuries this Sunday. No Derek Harmon, Isaiah Loudermilk, Alex Highsmith, Deshaun Elliott, I think Joey Porter Jr., probably unlikely. Of those, who do you think has the most, whose absence, I would say, do you think has the most impact on the defense?
Yeah, you know, I would probably say Elliott. I mean, let's just put it in the secondary. Elliott and Porter, I think last week you saw how guys were running wide open. And I think they missed Joey Porter and they missed Deshaun Elliott. Listen, all the injuries count. I do think they're better equipped to handle an injury at outside linebacker with Nick Herbig. And, you know, Jack Sawyer is on the come a little bit. So I think that's going to be in their favor. But got two of your four starters down in the secondary. Sam Darnold just lit you up. Drake May is an up-and-coming quarterback, so I'm a little concerned about that matchup on Sunday.
Ray, what do they fix first, the pass blocking or the run blocking?
Well, you better fix the pass blocking first, and I know that's kind of backwards the way you know, football should be, but they're on pace to give up 60 sacks, Adam. So Aaron Rodgers isn't going to be out there for 17 games if – he continues to get hit the way he's been hit in the first 2 weeks. So that's the main issue right now. And I think the, you know, it's probably Faletano and Jones who are getting beat the most. So they have to get better, but the run blocking is a huge issue too. And I think it's probably time to start talking about this soon. Is just, you invest all these resources into the offensive line. You believe in these guys when they're drafted. And it wasn't all that long ago. Jones is in his third year, Faletano, Frazier, McCormick, year two. These guys should be developing faster. So were they bad misses by the personnel department, or are they not being properly developed by the coaching staff? And I think, you know, that's a chicken and an egg type thing. We're probably not going to ever know that answer, but it's a question that lingers.
Raymond, we appreciate your time as always. I think the biggest piece of information that we gleaned from this interview is that Jack Sawyer is on the come. So thank you for that, Ray.
Thank you, Adam.
That is Ray Fittipaldo, Steelers insider of
Ray.
Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. You laughed, too. It's not just immature Crowley.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You texted me about it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.